Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
Hello, and welcome to episode 25.
Season 25.
And this time we're doing, like, espionage.
Espionage, yeah, spies, crime solving. There's millions of them out there.
Yeah,
so we haven't done every single one.
This could be many, many parts if we wanted to be here.
Yeah, well, it could be forever.
Yeah, we could just do this and nothing else.
Yeah. And some of you probably agree we should do nothing else. Please, God, don't let them do anything else.
So we've got a list of what we were looking at.
We did.
I think it's nine shows.
Yes, could stretch to 10. It's usually a round number. So yeah.
And the connection between them all, did you spot it?
Yeah, you text me. And...
Yeah, that's it.
That was the connection. I'm sorry if you didn't get that at home. Yeah, it was a tough one, but there you go.
Yeah.
You got £1 million for that one.
Completely random. Some we had to drop out because we couldn't find them. Yeah. The usual.
Yes, yes.
But this one we're starting with is The Men from U.N.C.L.E.
Indeed.
Which was 4 seasons, 105 episodes.
Yeah, I've got that.
Oh my God, you're not agreeing.
Oh, no, you see, it's already to a bad start, isn't it?
1964 to 1968.
Okay, I'll differ there. September the 22nd, 1964.
Oh,
to January the 15th, 1968. Well, small details maybe.
Yeah. This was originally a pilot for a show, wasn't it, called Ian Fleming Solo?
Yes, hence why Robert Vaughan is called Napoleon Solo.
Yeah, I think he was like a Bond...
I think most people are familiar with the man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
If not from this series, from the recent film.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know, well, you can't help it.
So this mostly focuses on Solo.
It does. It does. This
Ilion Kuryaki.
Ilion Kuryaki.
He's got like two small scenes, I think, at the most.
What will he go on to do?
Yeah.
He might disappear for a while.
But, you know, he keeps paddling. He's sort of quite like a duck out of water, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. See, that was two references there. Have you got that? One of which we might do later.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
So, we begin.
In New York City. On a street in the East 40s, there's an ordinary tailor shop. Or is it ordinary? We entered through the agent's entrance, and we are now in UNCLE headquarters. That's the United Network Command for Law and Enforcement. U.N.C.L.E. is an organization consisting of agents of all nationalities. It's involved in maintaining political and legal order anywhere in the world.
My name is Napoleon Solo. I'm an enforcement agent in Section 2 here. That's operations and enforcement.
I am Ilya Kuryakin. I am also an enforcement agent. Like my friend Napoleon, I go and I do whatever I am told to by our chief.
Huh? Oh, yes. Alexander Waverly, number one, Section 1, in charge of this, our New York headquarters. It's from here that I send these young men on their various missions.
The New York tailor shop.
I've got New York, yes. Man enters the tailors.
Yeah, I thought it was a florist at first.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, because he said, I'm sure he said florist. I was like, what that was his name? I was like, yeah. But yeah, he was pressing suits and stuff.
Yes, he seemed to be quite busy. He was happy on his own.
Yeah. But is it three bad guys?
Well, I mean, I've got here to start with. It's in black and white.
Yeah.
These are black and white. And it doesn't start with the classic theme, does it?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
This was actually filmed in colour.
Was he?
And converted to black and white.
Ah, clever.
So they do mention colours in it at some point, like a dress, or that's a lovely red or something.
And they might well have.
I don't know. But it was originally filmed in colour.
Yeah.
But then when they decided to make it into a different series, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., they changed it to black and white for, I suppose, to fit the networks.
Yeah, true. But yeah, there's no classic theme tune.
No, there's nothing, is there?
No, there's literally nothing. Not on the version.
Just the hearts.
Yeah. But yeah, they enter the tailors. Obviously he wasn't happy with it because he gassed the assistant.
You didn't get that crease out.
No. But they were tough in those days.
Yeah, it was harsh.
And he bursts into the U.N.C.L.E. headquarters, doesn't he?
Yes. There's three of them, isn't there?
Yes, they are... Dare we say, Thrush.
Yeah, we're not going to make any jokes.
No, we won't.
No, we want to.
Not yet.
Yeah.
No, we probably will.
And that Caniston, well, Caniston's with them, with these knockout guests.
Yes, yeah. They work their way through, sort of thing. They're running down corridors, blah, blah.
It does something to the press, doesn't it? It opens a secret door, and there's a guy sitting at a table.
Yes.
And he just rushes him, and this guy looks... He's probably asleep or something, because he doesn't know what to do. Yeah. Mate, they never trained me for this.
This was never in the journal. Yeah. I'm just reading up on this section.
I'm not in chapter 6 yet.
2 minutes later, I've read that chapter.
So he tackles him, and he goes down with the sleeping gas as well.
Yes. And then the next minute is we see Solo appears... And shoots him, basically, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's behind a glass thing.
Yes, yeah.
And so the baddie shoots at him.
Yeah, very James Bond.
But for some reason, really weird, he sneaks around the side of him.
Yes.
Solo, but really slowly.
Yeah, I couldn't quite well that way.
I thought it was dark, he might have away with it, but you could see him clearly. He
could really walk him round, yeah.
Then he shoots him.
And then Ilya arrives, doesn't he?
Yes.
The Kiriakin.
And then we're after Alexander Waverley, the head of U.N.C.L.E.
Yes.
No labels. Nothing in his pockets except these extra clips. Prints removed from the ends of his fingertips by surgery. An assault force from Thrush. That is their way. Manganese and thermite earlier. What do you think their purpose? To kill him.
Quite right, Mr. Solo. Their idea was to prevent me from acting upon some new information we just received. Here, you can have the information. Then Thrush can try and kill you for a while.
And just who is this Andrew Vulcan?
He's the president of the United Global Chemical Corporation in Maryland. He's also the Eastern Seaboard head of operations for Thrush.
Can we take him?
Not yet, unfortunately. However, we intercepted his last communication from Thrush and decoded it to read, when the premier of Western Rutumba visits our plant, we must assassinate.
That's all?
At that point, the message was garbled and lost. Now, the premier of this newly independent nation is visiting Washington, D.C. right now. You, Mr. Solo, must go there immediately and prevent the assassination of this man. Channel D will brief you.
Badge number one.
Yeah, yeah, he has them. I've never quite worked out how Kiriakin has two, doesn't he, if
yeah.
I remember?
Yeah.
And Solo's, is it five?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Kiriakin's higher up than he is. I don't think he's ever explained why.
No, the numbers don't seem to...
No, he just, I don't think...
The way he believes
the way that he ever goes home, so he keeps the badge. Yeah. Make sure he gets in at 1 minute past 12 or so. I'm going to get that number one badge. It's mine.
And this guy's got no prints on him. All he's got on him is extra clips.
Yes.
And that's going to work out that he's Thrush agent.
Yes. I've got here Thrush. Where they succeed... Oh, no. They have to... Has it come after someone called Elaine May Bender?
Yes.
No, not quite.
There's a guy...
There's a job title or what?
There's a guy called Vulcan.
Yeah.
And logically, he's head of Thrush. It's Andrew Vulcan and he's head of the Thrush. But this woman was his squeeze at high school or college.
Yes.
And so they think they can infiltrate his organisation, his parties.
Yeah, by getting her, this girl. Yeah.
So he goes to see her, Elaine. Yeah.
Yes, Elaine May be. Yeah. This is a great name. You've got to say it twice. Yeah. I've got a quote from Thrush. No. I think this is what Solo says to her, is where they succeed, many people pay a heavy price, or at least the going rate for a prescription.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if he says that. Someone did.
And in 1949, they were going steady, Elaine and Andrew.
Yes.
Vulcan.
Yeah. They're in the yearbook, college yearbook.
But now Elaine is married. She has two kids and a husband, and she doesn't want to go. Next scene, she's on the plane.
Yeah.
Yes, my name is Solo. Reverend Anderson, you've had time to talk to Mrs. Donaldson, I believe.
Talk? Yes. Understand? No.
Excuse me. I'm awful. Danny. Oh, my God. Wait
a minute. Get out the lorry.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, all I can say to you is that the bishop asked me to vouch for Mr. Solo. In all conscience, the best I can do is vouch for the bishop. Goodbye, Lane.
Oh, goodbye.
My superior is a very close friend of your reverend's bishop. I thought this introduction might save you many doubts.
Doubts? About what, Mr. Solo?
There's a flight from Middleton to Washington, D.C., leaving tonight at 11:15. I want you to take that flight. With me.
Oh, I have to do my hair. My husband and I are going out this evening. Oh, this room is a mess. What the devil sort of proposition is that?
Your maiden name was Bender. In 1949, you were a freshman at Ruttenberg College, and you were, I believe the expression is, going steady with a boy named Andrew Vulcan. Remember?
Andy? Of course. Well, I haven't seen him since then. What of it?
He heads a corporation started for him by Thrush.
Oh. Who's Thrush?
We don't know. Thrush might be a man, or a woman, or a committee that heads a secret international organization, very powerful and very wealthy. Thrush has no allegiance to any country, nor to any ideal. It will embark upon any undertaking it may decide is in its own interest. And where Thrush succeeds, many, many people pay a terrible price.
And you? What do you do?
I'm an agent for an organization designated as the UNCLE.
UN... Oh, Uncle. Oh. You know, I've heard of that, I think. I've read about that somewhere. Now, your group wants to stop this Thrush?
Along with others. Let's say that Uncle is set up for the protection of many people all over the world.
Oh. Well, what's all that got to do with me? I mean, I'm just a housewife with two children. And a husband. Don't forget him.
Well, I assure you that although you must not tell your husband about this matter, he will insist that you take that plane tonight.
What?
I have very little time to prevent the assassination of the leader of a new nation. Now, we can place people all around Vulcan. But they couldn't get through to him the way you could. Only you might get close enough, quickly enough, to be of any help.
But I couldn't. It's preposterous. No, I won't even consider it.
Yeah, she's on the plane with Solo, isn't she? Yeah. And they're quite happily going along. And there's a lady opposite.
Yeah, she's got lipstick.
Yeah, and a gun.
Yeah.
In the handbag, which no one seems to notice.
Yeah. And it never comes up again.
No. No.
Well, of course, Solo's a little bit of a ladies' man, so she buys him. But no, it goes nowhere. There's nothing ever mentioned. I think it must have been a cut subplot at some point.
Yeah.
From the, obviously, the Fleming Solo.
Yes. Yeah. He takes her to a hotel room, doesn't he?
I do like the fact he's studying axe. So that was Act One, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I presume it's for TV commercials in America, isn't it?
Act One, an assassinating force from Thrush. I'm sorry, I just did up there.
Oh, I know.
You can't see now.
No, I can't see a thing. No. Yeah, but you don't know who I am then.
So that's that bit, and then this is Act Two we're going to now.
Yes.
Which is Trouble in the... What's it?
You can't read your own
writing. No, I can't read my own writing.
It's what my glasses.
Yeah. Potomac or something.
That'll do.
Trouble on the Potomac. I don't know what it means.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
I've no idea what it means. There's a room full of clothes for her waiting and expensive jewellery.
Yes, yeah, because he's going to a party. Yeah. She says, I've got nothing to wear.
And he will protect her, but you know, she's got to do some of the job herself. You know, he can't do everything.
That's
more or less what he says, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
You're a housewife, but you've got to look after yourself.
Yeah.
But I'll try and help if I can.
I'll try and help.
If I can, you know.
If I can.
If I'm not busy, you know. So she's got to do work, basically.
Ben is having a large party this evening at his estate near Arlington. As of 8 o'clock last night, you were on the guest list. A lot of important people are going to be there. The party from Western Natumba, for instance.
Hey, it's all real, isn't it?
Why not? You're rich. I recommend the third dress from the left. It's been worn once before at a presidential soiree. You'd be very flattered to know who wore it.
Well, it's beautiful, but it's all black. Black has never been a good color for me.
It hasn't.
That's right. I'm supposed to be in mourning, aren't I? I forgot.
Well, you mustn't forget. I've told you about the organization we're dealing with. They killed people the way people kill flies. A careless flick of the wrist. A reflex action. I'll protect you in every way possible, but in the end, your safety depends on you. So don't forget who you are or what you are.
I won't forget again.
All right. The premier is to inspect the plant tomorrow, so that gives us only a few hours to stop the assassination.
What am I supposed to do at this party?
Just be there. Let Vulcan make the approaches.
Will you be there?
I'll be just another guest. At the party, you are to treat me as a stranger.
Well, what if I learn something from Andy? I mean Vulcan.
Well, if anything there puzzles you or seems urgent, signal me. Now, a hairdresser will be here at 5 o'clock. I've checked out everyone on this floor. They're all tourists, so it's safe to stay in your room until 9. Then go down to the west entrance. A chauffeur and a limousine will be waiting there for you.
You don't overlook anything, do you?
I'd better not.
Oh, poor thing.
Vulcan at this point is at the party.
Yeah, posh Vulcan do.
Yeah. And they meet three dignitaries, isn't it? And one of them I love is the Minister of War.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what that means.
Like a Greek god's sake.
Yeah.
But lower down, I'm the Minister of War.
I am the Minister of War.
That's it, on Tombo or something, isn't it? It's really terrible names.
They are terrible names.
So we just say the President of this country, which is newly formed, there's been a coup, and he's taken over the country, and he's got two guys with him.
Yeah.
The Minister of War, like you said, and the other one was kind of weirded.
I'm not quite sure. He's a minister.
Diplomat minister. And he meets Elaine, and this is after 10 years.
Yeah, now I got that. It's 10 years since they last saw each other at college, and I thought, he's certainly aged.
Yeah.
He really has. Yeah, he's supposed to be 10 years on from his college.
Yeah. he looks like 50.
Yeah, he's worried a lot.
Well, you know, head of thrush.
Well, yeah.
Making a new nation must be a terribly difficult undertaking.
Difficult? It's an impossible undertaking. However, you have an admirer. I never thought Mr. Vulcan was so shy.
It is. Elaine.
Andy.
Elaine. Bender of all things and people.
Look at you. I don't believe it. In a tuxedo. You know, there was a time when I couldn't get him to wear even a sports jacket.
Ah, then your old friend.
Shall we give them a chorus of the Rattenberg Rally?
Oh, let's spare them that. But I've been reading about you. You've done so well, and I'm pleased for you.
And you? You're married, of course.
Well, my husband died 2 months ago in an accident. Carl Van Every. You might have heard of him.
I am sorry.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
No damage, friend. Hazards of war.
I find myself remembering what it feels like to be moved by the look of a woman. It's a luxury I haven't permitted myself in many years.
I think you've missed a lot, then. Have you found whatever it was you always wanted?
Yes, but now that I've seen you again, I remember wanting even more.
Go slow, Andy. There's been a gap of more than 10 years. You can't just leap across it.
Well, then let me back up and approach again. In a different manner.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Just see some party crashers. Wouldn't be a Washington party without them.
there you are. I wanted to say good night. It's time I got down to the plant to check the arrangements for tomorrow's tour.
Thanks for coming, Alfred. Elaine, this is Mr. Gist, one of our finest engineers.
How do you do?
Pleasure. Oh, by the way, did you notice that our friend's uncle is here? He's just introducing himself to our friend.
Yes, I want to be sure he doesn't join us at the plant. He'd only spoil things.
Oh, I'll see to that.
And, on your way out, would you ask our friend to be careful of what he says to his uncle? I'd like him to avoid an argument.
I'll do that. Good night.
Good night.
It's one of those amusing little family feuds, but I don't want my party spoiled by a fight.
Oh, it's such a lovely party. I like the premier, Mr. Ashuman.
Yes, I'm going to build a plant for him in Western Otumba, duplicate of my plant in Maryland. That's why they're going to inspect it tomorrow.
It's kind of cold out here. Have you learned to dance since school?
I've taken lessons, but I've had no desire to use them until just this moment.
But Vulcan's friend spots Solo as an uncle agent.
Yes.
He's a very British guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Or
British villain, yeah. Of course. Alfred Gist.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
If you say so.
I do. Solo gives Elaine something to put in the Prime Minister's drink, but then it makes him sick, and she thinks he's poisoned.
She thinks he's poisoned, yeah.
But he says this will help.
Yeah.
Because he won't be able to go to this oil refinery or something where they can plan to assassinate
him. Sort of a nuclear plant,
it could be nuclear.
It? Yeah. Yeah, I think it's nuclear. Everyone was nuclear back then, weren't they?
Yeah. And so he won't be able to go, so he's going to save his life by not going, because that's when they're going to assassinate him.
But Solo's now, he leaves, doesn't he?
Yes.
Getting driving off.
Yeah, but his brakes are gone.
Yeah, they fixed his car.
Yeah.
If it goes above 50, isn't it? Oh, no, or was it stuck at 50? It'll blow up.
I think that's speed.
No, it was speed. It was a kind of sort of same thing, I thought. His car couldn't go above 50 or couldn't stop at 50, something like that. It was kind of speed-like.
So Solo car hit the drink, doesn't it?
Yes.
He goes off the side of the road.
Yeah. I've got him then. He phones Channel D.
Oh, is that why he's in the car still, or is that afterwards?
No, I think I've got it afterwards.
So I've got Act 3 here. Incident in, was that a hotel suite? Was that
all right. Well, I've got his phone Channel D, who's sunbathing in the office.
Oh, that's right, she is.
It's some woman just sunbathing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Randomly in this office.
Yeah. So, Vulcan and Elaine are kissing.
Yeah.
I put floozy. She's married. She
kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's quite powerful.
I've got it. Solo makes it back to the hotel.
So he does. He's all dishevelled.
And then he collapses.
That's right.
I don't know how far he's gone.
Yeah. He collapsed before that.
No, he manages to walk from wherever, wherever the car's crashed, but, to the room.
Yeah, but the plant thing is still going ahead. The plant expansion.
Yes.
Solo still needs to see the plant at night. So he gets Elaine. Elaine's falling for Vulcan again.
Yeah. Stirring.
Elaine and Vulcan go on a trip to the plant.
Yeah.
That's what his suggestion, Solo's suggestion is.
Yeah.
That's why he's there, he can sneak in.
Yeah. I've got here, it's a huge room with its own jacuzzi. Oh, sorry, it's a reactor.
Yeah. It is.
It's just this massive empty room with like a moat, isn't it? A jacuzzi-like moat. And this thing in the middle.
It is. It's like a Bond layer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And there's a parachuting man.
Yes.
And they're watching him float down. He says, quick, get the guards, everyone get together.
Yeah.
I've got large spanner. That's the British guy. He's fixing the machine. He's got the hugest spanner you've ever seen. All he's doing is pulling it back and forth.
Yeah.
Sure that fixes things. But it turns out the parachute is actually a dummy.
Yeah.
Clever ploy.
Yeah. Not after us, Mr. Solo, is it?
Bow ties are cool. They're wearing bow ties.
Yes.
It's a joint meeting.
I've got here, he hides behind a desk.
Yes, he does. Not very well.
No. he works himself into the power plant, no, into the reactor. And he just hides behind a random desk.
Not very well either.
No.
They're searching for him.
Yeah, he's behind the desk.
Yeah. Then
he's running around the power plant.
Yeah, guards are chasing Solo with dogs. Then Solo fights Richard Keel, who has a really large spanner.
Yeah. They chase him to the top of the building.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, she opens the door.
Yeah, lets him in.
You think, how did she know which door?
Closing on Solo. And then, yeah.
They catch him, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they catch both of them.
They release the hounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they help Solo.
Yeah,
the head for the car.
How on earth she knows which door is
right? I don't know. It's a big plot.
It's a big plot. He's on the top of this random ladder in the middle of nowhere, and she opens a door.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
But inside I don't know. He hasn't actually done anything at the plot, has he, that I can work out?
No.
He's just run around it.
Yeah. And it's just because he's an uncle agent, isn't it?
Yeah, and Solo and Elaine head for the car.
Yeah.
But the Prime Minister's in there.
Yes.
But he's not very good.
No.
The plan is not to kill him, but to kill his aides.
Yes. Yeah, because then Thrush will move into his country and benefit him, pay him, and then Thrush have got a country of their own to work from, haven't they?
I think this is Act 4, is it then? The assassination, it's called.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, so I've got Solo left hanging with the
lamp. I've got here, boy in the bag.
Yeah, it is.
Your discomfort will last approximately an hour and 45 minutes. When we leave, the room will fill with steam. Death will come rather slowly, but then you're a patient man, Mr. Solo.
And you must have been patient, Mr. Schumann, to have posed as a patriot all those years. Why, you set your country up for Thrush to take over?
Thrush is my country.
So, Thrush achieves respectability. Congratulations, Mr. Vulcan.
With Thrush, the government, and with all privileges attendant, diplomatic immunity, industrial potential, armed forces at our disposal, we achieve a great deal more than respectability, Mr. Solo.
No Book and Samara, they would oppose it.
They are two dedicated, intensely patriotic men who will emerge as martyrs. Victims of an unfortunate accident while negotiating ways to better the lot of our people. I will erect statues to their martyrdom. Mourn their loss, rule in their names.
The explosion should take place at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You will return here and arrange for their bodies to be discovered in the fire which follows.
You'd best leave through the tunnel.
I am sorry for you, madame.
Sorry.
Oh, you were very clear about the risks involved. I understood them and I accepted them. Now, you mustn't blame yourself.
Well, of course, I don't blame myself. It had to be done.
Let's strap them up the pipes. And they release the steam.
Yeah.
I mean, they just going to steam them to death. Yeah. Yeah, so the boy in the bag.
Release the steam.
Steam to death.
Right. It's great for a, what is it, location or whatever it is. She's loving it, yeah.
So they're just going to be filmed in the morning.
Yeah. Or well cooked.
Yeah.
Solo manages to kick
it. Shimmies along the pipe and kicks it for what seems like ages.
Yeah.
It goes on.
Well, they're long enough for a dramatic dramatic take.
They're hot and sweaty, pipe breaks.
Yeah.
They've got this, wouldn't hot water come flowing out of that pipe all over them?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
But apparently not.
But she complains that her family only ever see her as normal, don't they?
Yes.
She's moaning, she's hanging around, she ain't doing nothing, she's moaning.
They've got three at last, a moaning woman.
Yeah.
And she's moaning about that her dress is ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, they
look like I can't kill her all.
Solo, so they get down, don't they?
Yeah.
Solo gets down, he makes her
get back up,
and he hides behind the door, doesn't he? If I remember.
Yeah,
another great.
It's a steam trap.
Yeah. Pressure builds up.
Solo knocks out the British guy and guard.
Yeah.
And then he saves the people.
Yeah, so pressure builds up. Solo gets them all out.
Yeah.
But the Thrush men all perish.
Yeah, all the Thrush, because he does something. Does he rig it or something?
He somehow locks the door, doesn't he?
Yeah. don't know.
I think he rigs it and they run back
to stop it.
Yeah, to stop it. But he's already done what he did. He only twisted a few knobs and...
Yeah. Vulcan, the Thrushman and the Prime Minister are all killed. Then Elaine's happy to be going home again.
And then it's got her... How did she not see the presents that he brought for her and her family?
Yeah.
Because he suddenly just brings out presents, doesn't he? I mean, they boarded the plane together.
Yeah.
And suddenly, no, he's got, what, about four presents, and one for her husband.
He's a sweater.
One for each kid, yeah. Now, he stays on board, doesn't he? And he tries to sort of woo the air stewardess at that point.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And that is it.
That is the first episode.
I mean, I've written down here also, there's no gadgets. There is no gadgets in there at all, is there?
No.
Later
episodes. Cut his pen and stuff, is it?
Yeah.
Walkie-talkie. And
yeah. Later, things do start, and we have lasers and whatnot, don't
they? Yeah, they do. Yeah, but nothing.
At this point, nothing.
He's just a spy. So.
Which, again, kind of burns for the Ian Fleming's early James Bond stuff. There are no gadgets.
Yeah. But Bond people weren't happy about it being called Ian Fleming Solo.
Yeah.
So that's why they had to change it.
I can understand.
To the Man from U.N.C.L.E. It's not the Men from U.N.C.L.E., it's just the Man, because it's just going to be the one guy, I guess.
Yes. But. Yeah. That's interesting.
Iliari just come back into it quite a bit.
Yeah, so he does reappear at the end of this, kind of later on in this episode, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But only, say, a momentary sort of glance.
Yeah, he's very short.
Yeah.
So, now, what does U.N.C.L.E. stand for?
I've got it written down here somewhere. I'm sure you'll tell me first.
I do know.
I'll let you go. Oh, here we are. United Network Command for Law and Enforcement.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
And Thrush. Technology heresy for removal of undesirables and subjugation of humanity. That just flows.
It's a hell of a badge, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you think your first day going to Thrush? So then what's the Thrush stand for? Oh, technology of heresy for removal of undesirables and subjugation of humanity. Oh, I'm not sure this is the job for me.
I'll never remember that.
What's your dental plan?
They have a sort of like super villain hideout where each level, you know, Thrush is level one.
Yeah.
What's Cobra? The Cobra were a bad lot, aren't they? Level two.
Yeah.
What's Bond's lot? Not Thrush.
They were,
There you go.
You're a Bond fan.
Yeah, I know. It's completely gone out of their head. But anyway.
Spectre. Which stands for something equally stupid.
Stupid, yeah. there's just one building. There's a little doorbell for each one. Yeah, they never quite got these names right, did they? The acronyms sound great until you work out what they really stand for.
I don't think Thrush sounds great. I don't think anyone wants Thrush.
No. No, it was the 60s.
Yeah.
I think it was its height then, Thrush.
At least they kept with it.
Yeah.
Didn't give up on it, did they?
No.
What about in the movie? Is it still Thrush? I think it is.
It is still Thrush, yeah. I don't think they changed anything.
We have seen the movie, didn't we?
We have.
Yeah.
And I've got the original movies of this, because they made movies of the original ones, didn't they? Helicopter Spies. I always remember Helicopter Spies.
Yeah. As a kid, that was... Helicopter? Wow.
Yeah.
Spies, yeah.
Now, what sort of helicopter would you have? Would you have... Thunder?
We're Ascon. Blast that.
Overall, I liked it. I liked the Men from U.N.C.L.E. I did like the Men from U.N.C.L.E. Man, I keep saying men. It is the Men from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, I always think it should be men.
Yes,
it's always the two of them.
It then becomes the two of them, doesn't it? It's always the two of them. But it's always the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
When I looked on IMDb at Robert Vaughn, my God, the guy is prolific.
Yes.
He works and works and works. Oh my God, I can't believe that this just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And he seems like a genuinely happy guy.
He does, doesn't he? I think he is. He's working all the time. He's got enough money coming in, hasn't he?
He stayed married to the same woman.
Yeah,
and of course he's the Magnificent Seven.
Yes. Well, you can't go wrong there, can you?
No.
You can't go wrong. Says it all.
He has done some dodgy programmes, let's face it.
Yes, one of which we may be reviewing later.
Yeah. Was that dodgy? I was thinking Battle Beyond the Stars, but...
Oh,
that was almost...
To the heart, that one.
That was the Magnificent Seven in space,
wasn't
it?
Brilliant. At the time when I was a kid, that was brilliant.
It was a gym boy.
And that got Hawk in it.
No, that you're thinking of.
I know he
appears. Buck Rogers.
But isn't there a hawk man in?
There's a hawk woman, isn't there? A warrior, a princess type.
Yeah, in Battle Beyond the Stars.
Because they all get killed, don't they, apart from
them. Oh, that's spoiled it for everyone now. I'll go blind. You slagged it off. Now you killed them all.
Don't want to watch it.
Get it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Get the experience.
Full surround sound.
But yes, he has done an awful lot of work.
And he's still working now. He's still finding on British TV. He does a lot of British stuff, doesn't he?
Yes.
Is he like Hustle?
Yes, yeah.
They're still going strong.
I've got another. You know what you were saying about Thrush? Apparently there's Wasp as well.
Yeah.
They were in the pilot movie.
Ah.
Yes, I don't know what that stands for, but...
I heard a big buzz about them.
Yeah. Oh, they don't get any better, do they?
No.
Oh, you're not feeling well.
I think the other guy,
Ilya Kuryakin,
played by
David McCallum.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
British, well, Scottish, I suppose.
Well, yeah,
same difference.
Same difference
for now.
Yeah.
No, he's done loads of work as well, but he's sort of steadily in one program now, isn't he?
In one program now,
NCIS.
Yeah, NCIS.
He's been in every episode, I think.
I think he has, yeah, for a moment at least.
Plays Ducky in that.
Yeah. Let's not forget Sapphire and Steel.
I was not forgetting Sapphire and Steel.
A classic. That may well be sorted out.
I think that would be coming at some point.
Yeah, not in this section.
I love Sapphire and Steel.
Although it could. It could come up. I mean, it's sort of sleuthing, isn't it?
Yeah. He played Steel.
He did. Yeah. I've recently watched all of Sapphire and Steel.
Jonah Lumley.
Yes.
Sapphire.
Don't make me watch it again.
Who played Methane? No one, because they wouldn't be in the same room with him.
No.
He did have a few different people crop up in.
They did.
But yeah, that was another series that we should probably look at a bit more.
Yeah, we probably will.
I think that's...
Yeah, there's not a lot we can say. I mean, there is a spin-off, which we will maybe do next time.
Yeah, next week we're playing.
Is The Girl from Uncle.
Yeah, and we're doing the... well, they call it a backdoor pilot, don't they?
Yeah, it's called The Pilot. Although everyone thinks of The Girl from Uncle as being as Stephanie Powers, and it isn't.
No, not in this one.
No, it isn't. Not in this one. I'm sure we'll tell you later what it is. But yeah, that episode appears halfway through the Man from Uncle season, like season two or something. But yeah, it's down as being the pilot for The Girl from Uncle.
And of course, we've only got one thing left to do, really.
Oh, score it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I won't down a score because I have to do this now when I'm fit, but then I'm thinking. Because our scoring's gone way out the window, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It really has.
We're just making it up, really.
Yeah. I'm going to go 8.5.
Ooh, that's high.
Yeah, it is high, I know. It worries me.
I think it's definitely 7. I quite enjoyed it. And I know it gets better.
It does get better. That's probably why I went 8.5, because I know it gets better. It's not bad.
No, I'd like to see the full colour version of this.
Yeah. I mean, they're fast moving.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know where it's moving to, but they're fast moving.
They're not twiddling their thumbs at all, are they, on the script?
No, there is no real sort of...
Although it's cut down to 50 minutes, because I'm guessing it was like an hour and a half.
Or... Probably, yeah. There's probably a lot of footage that he's thrown away, like you said earlier with the woman and the gun sort of thing, the flirtation bit there. There's bound to be bits that they've cut out. But, I enjoyed it. I do enjoy it.
Yeah, that's one of the programmes we've had to suffer through.
We suffer. Endure, I think.
This is one of the easiest ones to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, because we both liked it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to really pick up on it.
I mean, the new movie really wasn't the same as this. They did try.
Unfortunately, I think because of using the Man from Uncle name,
yeah,
it didn't live up to it.
No.
If they'd have called it something else,
yeah,
anything else, it would have been okay.
Yeah,
as a movie, it's not bad.
No.
It's not bad.
It's like they've got superpowers, though, isn't it? I think now.
Yes. I quite enjoyed the movie, better than I thought I would, actually.
Yeah, I know, when I heard they were doing it.
Then we saw the trailers and thought, oh, God, can't do this.
I had a long trailer, and you're always suspicious of a long trailer. But it was okay.
The film was okay. It was just that they called it The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and straight away in our minds,
yeah,
not the youth of today, because they would never know what The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is, but in our minds, it wasn't going to live up to it. It couldn't.
I'm really surprised it didn't have any cameos for the old stars, isn't it?
Yes.
I was expecting them to pop up and sing some scene. Yeah,
considering they're both still alive, you know what I mean?
And Robert Vaughan will do anything.
Literally.
Yeah.
And they only had to put a dead body down and Ducky would have appeared.
Yeah. It could have been the forensic examiner, shouldn't
it? It could have been. It could well have been. But, yeah, it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Enjoy it.
Okay,
yeah,
that'll do
that
for this time.
Yeah. So next time we will be doing, not doing, you know, yeah, that's your phrase. Reviewing.
Reviewing.
The girl from U.N.C.L.E.
Backdoor pilot.